Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From KMOX Sports, this is the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. Now from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
All right, let's get you up to date on everything that's going on in sports over the next 12 hours. It's a big day today. They're already underway at the U.S. Open. The final round is taking place. IndyCar runs tonight at Worldwide Technology Raceway. And, of course, we have Cardinal Baseball with pregame coming your way in about an hour. So for Father's Day, you got it all. And, yes, I'm going to experience all three. I'm going to listen to the Cardinals game. I'm going to watch a little U.S. Open. Then I'm going to head over to Madison, Illinois, 5 minutes from the Arch, and go watch some IndyCar tonight. So it's going to be a great day today on KMOX and in St. Louis. As for the IndyCar race, that is at 7 o'clock tonight. The pole sitter is none other than Will Power. He's done it 5 times. That is a record. He is Team Penske. Joseph Newgarden is running 5th at the start of the race. He qualified 5th. That's a season best for him. He's the favorite in this race, even though he hasn't won a race this year. He is a 2-time Indy 500 winner, and he's a 5-time winner of the Bomarito Automotive Group 500. He just loves this track. My pick to win today, Drew asked me to make a pick, so I'm making a pick. It's going to be Scott McLaughlin, the number 2 on your list today. Pato O'Ward 3rd. It's another guy who could win this. It has evaded him many times and probably gets a little frustrating. He's very good on this track, but so is McLaughlin. McLaughlin's excellent on this track, and I asked him recently about that run of success.
Yeah, I mean, I love the track. Gateway's been such an amazing spot for me, and it's one of the first oval tracks I actually drove. Did some tests in here when I was in my rookie year, and I think we've had a really good success. Every race that we've run, we've finished in the top 10 and qualified on pole a couple of times. I don't know what it is about the track that I just love, but it suits my car and suits my driving style. And that next step for me is to win the race. And I really think we can do that this year.
And I think he has a little bit of an edge to him. He's the one who crashed in the warm-up lap at the Indy 500, never got to run it. That's devastating when you prepare that much for the biggest race of all of them and then you can't run in it. He also has had a couple of bumps and little controversies going on and things like that that has not gotten him over the top, just some ups and downs on the season. And I think it's really exciting to see what Scott McLaughlin can do. He is going to run today as a front row partner along with Will Power, a couple of Team Penske guys who can just fly out there along with Newgarden. They're all Team Penske. And I think McLaughlin wins today, but we'll see if I'm right. It is the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 Worldwide Technology Raceway here in St. Louis, Madison, Illinois, to be specific. Meanwhile, also taking place today is the U.S. Open. We talked to Dan Reardon last hour about that tournament. Right now, we are awaiting the leaders to tee off. That'll be Sam Burns, who is the leader right now. He is four under for the championship. Let me run this down for you. Sam Burns tees off at 1:15 local time. That is St. Louis time, 2:15 Eastern. So you still got some time until the leaders. With him is Adam Scott. Scott is three under, one shot back. Scott is the only one in the top 10 who has won a major. And the 44-year-old Aussie had an outstanding day yesterday, firing a 67. He's three under. Burns is the leader. The American is four under. Burns is from Louisiana. J.J. Spawn from L.A. He is three under for the championship and tied with Adam Scott. Victor Hovland, watch out. Hovland tees off at 104, and the Norwegian golfer is one of the best ball strikers in the world. He's one under. Only four players in red numbers: Burns, Scott, Spawn, and Hovland. Then there's the group that goes at 12:53. Before them, Carlos Ortiz, who's even, and Tyrrell Hatton, who is one over. Thurston Lawrence is one over. He tees off at 12:42, along with Rasmus Nygaard Pedersen. RNP is also two over. McIntyre and Young at three over. Leishman Goddard at four over. Scotty Scheffler is four over. He goes at 12:04. I don't anticipate Scotty Scheffler winning this major, but if anybody could make it interesting, it is the number one player in the world, who's just kind of hanging around still, tied for 11th at the start of this final round for him. Right now on the course, you have, among others, Rory McIlroy. McIlroy is playing the back nine and trying to finish strong after what was a very difficult day yesterday. Brooks Koepka is out there. Bryson DeChambeau is not. He didn't make the cut. Colin Morikawa is out there. But all of these players are out of it and are way back. I mean, so it just kind of tells you how tough this course is. Oakmont is an absolute beast. Cardinal baseball today at 1:10. We'll have Miles Michaelis pitching for St. Louis and Quinn Priester on the other side for the Brewers. Cardinals won yesterday 8-5. We went through it with you, and we'll go through it with John Mozeliak coming up at 11:30. City tied LA Galaxy yesterday 3-3. A hat trick for Klaus, and we'll discuss that and more with Lutz Fannesteel, sporting director for City, coming up in just a few minutes at 11:15. We talked a little bit earlier with Keith Fisher, the new hockey coach at Lindenwood University. They have themselves a new coach who comes from Penn State. I thought that was a fun conversation. Did not know that he was a Blues fan growing up. That's an added bonus, so great to have him in our community. Stanley Cup final last night, 5-2 win for Florida over Edmonton to take a 3-2 series lead back home. With the Stanley Cup in the house, they're trying to win back-to-backs. That'll be on Tuesday. Tomorrow is the NBA Finals Game 5, Indiana at Oklahoma City. That gives you a little overview of what's going on in sports right now. When we come back, Lutz Fannesteel, sporting director for City, joins us right here on KMOX.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Well, exciting times yesterday at Energizer Park, without a doubt, as Klaus delivers a hat trick, the first three-goal performance in City history. City ends up in a 3-3 draw with the LA Galaxy, and joining us is sporting director Lutz Fannesteel back on KMOX. Good morning, Lutz.
Good morning, Tom.
Nobody knows how to electrify a crowd like Klaus. I mean, he's been doing that since the beginning of this franchise, hasn't he? What a day for him.
Yeah, you know, a player who got criticized a lot in recent weeks for just not simply scoring, actually delivering quite well on the field when it comes to performance, but just couldn't find the back of the net. Now, looking at all the stats in all competitions, having scored seven, I think six now, five in the league and two in the cup. Yeah, definitely okay. But the goals he actually scored yesterday were, well, I would say the first one was good, but the second and third one were unbelievable. I actually would say, Tom, that the third one was probably the best goal, the most spectacular goal who was ever scored in an Energizer Park since the stadium actually is there.
You know what? Let's hear it. Listen to this. This is the radio call. This is Joey Zanaboni on Y98 FM.
Berkey bullets it forward. Header by Bob Gardner. That's all close. Oh, I don't believe it! hits it into the upper 90 across the face and goal to tie it 3-3. Stoppage time, second half.
Somebody be there for Joey Zanaboni. Wow, what a call. But I love
that. I gave him some oxygen afterwards. He nearly had to be a mouth-to-mouth to get him back on track after that goal.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I mean, my goodness. And then, by the way, that was only half the call. I mean, he was losing it there towards the end. But at the beginning of that, you heard him say, Berkey bullets it ahead. Berkey helped make that happen, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was basically the last possibility, just really get the ball into the box. Berkey delivered that free kick, and I think Baumgartel with a nice little flick on. And then it was the day of Klaus, yeah? Santa delivered, and, you know, he just had that. You had that feeling yesterday that he can score from every angle, from every possibility. He scored with his left foot, with his right foot. It was all there yesterday, so the performance was great. Unfortunately, as you said, it was spectacular. It was entertaining. But looking at the table, you know, we got a 3-3 against the team which is below us. And there's not many teams below us at the moment. So that was the negative side of it. But, Tom, if you're looking at the way we played in general, I think the energy between the players, the energy which comes from the bench, and I think it was another step forward. We just have to, you know, when we do score, we have that, at the moment you have that feeling we score a goal, and within 5, 6, 7 minutes, we concede because we became insecure, we sit back too far. It's kind of we're waiting for the other team to act, and we just react. If we get that out of our system and be able to close a game and instead of waiting for the opponent to come, but that we actually going for the second goal and would be 2-0 up or 3-1 up, I think that's what we need to do, what we need to work on. And, looking at the table, looking at all the results from this weekend, you know, it's not over yet. It's still up to us to win as many games as possible. And I'm happy with the way David Critchley spoke to the team before the game. The training week in general was very good. And I think it was some decent football to watch.
It absolutely was. There is a different vibe around the team. And I got the sense when you made the change that you're not saying that Olaf Melberg isn't a good coach. I mean, he's been around the game for a long time. You're just trying to find the right fit. And it seems like right now you have found a fit for how you want to play.
Yeah, it's I think it's a pretty simple one for us to say that we have an identity, we have a DNA, and we have a clear style of play, and that's unnegotiable. And if we cannot see that on the field, then it becomes alarming. And having a guy like David Critchley in our own rank since day one, which kind of really grew up within this whole franchise. I told you last week, I remember when I spoke to him the first time and said, I like the way you play football with the Lucius 2005 team. That's something which if we fine-tune it, it really could become that pressing style I want to look at. And he bought in from day one. He works hard on it. He's open. He wants to learn. And he has a very, very good approach, a very good speech to the players. And he can convince. He can convince people to buy in. And I think it's great to see one of our own coaches to sit there, to be there. Really lots of respect and lots of love for David Critchley, because he did an amazing job so far.
I agree with you. And I think when it comes to players, too, players sometimes don't get the criticism that they should, in my opinion. I think that a lot of times when things don't go well, everybody will point to the coach. And I think the same thing applies here when things do go well. While Critchley has done a terrific job, I think some credit should go to Klaus, and it was all of you that found a way to unlock this, part of it by making a coaching change. But I think Klaus does deserve some credit for bearing down, changing his game, getting back to who he is, and finishing. And he finished all right yesterday.
Yeah, it's not just Klaus. Klaus is now obviously the man in the headlines because mm-hmm. he have a hat trick, and congratulations to have that first ever City hat trick. Beautiful that it's in our own stadium. But I think it's always about not just the first 11. It's about everybody involved, the guys on the bench, the coaching staff. I think all that got back on track. I really enjoy watching every training session. The intensity is much higher. It's always in professional sports that the first person who gets picked on is usually the head coach, and players having a little bit of a longer leash. But I think we also need to look in a way that this team was assembled or put together for exactly the way we want to play. And if suddenly there is a way which is very different, players do struggle. It took players a long time to get used to that, and they probably never did. And now, coming back to basics, coming back to the way we want to play, again, I'm not saying that we will win every game now, but at least you can see what we want to do. You can see the style. You can see the conviction about what we want to do. And I think we made in the last three games, we made really big steps forward. Great now that a break is coming. The guys can chill for 3, 4, 5 days before we're back on the field. And then we have another home game. The fans were fantastic yesterday. Even after we nearly killed ourselves with that mistake for the third goal, there was still some energy in the stadium, what you normally can't expect. Sometimes in other stadiums, people stand up and go home. And the support was great. And you felt it when Klaus caught that last goal. It just was an electric atmosphere in Energizer Park, and it was great to see. And I really think people are looking forward to come back again against Orlando.
And how about this? That's the first assist for City SC for Roman Berkey. I wanted to ask you about his leadership.
It wasn't really because Baumgartel flicked it on, so I think Timo gets the assist.
Okay, well, this is according to your...
Let's give it to Roman as well. Give him a double. I'm okay with that.
This was according to your post-game notes from your team, so it could be. This was... And by the way, this was delivered yesterday, so maybe they've changed it since then. But it says that Roman Berkey recorded his first ever assist for City SC. But I think my point of bringing up Roman is that I don't know if he wants to coach someday. I haven't spoken to him about it, or I haven't really heard him talk about that, but boy, does he know the game. I mean, you can see him directing people, telling them where to go. You know more than anybody what he's like behind the scenes, intense, smart leader. He is so much to what you do. You can see all of those things happening in real time, can't you, Lutz?
Yeah, the goalkeeper, I think, you know, you have the whole game in front of you. So you see lots of things what other players are simply not able to see. So I think that teaches you a lot about the game, or a lot of spaces and directions. And I think him being a very experienced player, you know, has played at a top level in Borussia Dortmund and in the Champions League. I think he is just, for us, the difference maker in the changing room and on the field, but also off the field. He has a role model position within our team, because everybody, it doesn't matter if youngsters or other players, looking up to him. And it's also about the way, Tommy, you carry yourself. Very professional. You know, he looks after his body. He's not the youngest anymore, but he's top fit. And I think if you would watch him in training, he always is at 100%. So whatever, whenever you look at him, whenever you watch what he does, it's just the highest professional standard I think you can get. We're very happy that he's here right now. We are very positive that he will be here a little bit longer. And that's for us like an unbelievable personality to have within our club.
And then finally, you'd mentioned the break. Get these guys off their feet for a little bit and let them be with your family. What do you do during the break, Lutz?
Good question. I will actually stay here. I have a transfer window to do. I have a lot of other things to come up now in the next few weeks. And we're having right now the Nationals for our academy teams in Nashville, where we have all our academy teams there playing. So I might have a little road trip to Nashville in the middle of this week to hope that our youngsters are getting hopefully some silverware there, but compete against the best teams in the country. And then, the Orlando game is not too far away. The players coming back. So business as usual for me.
All right. Well, I appreciate you joining us on KMOX. We'll try to hit you up for next Sunday as well, as you will be taking on, as you mentioned, Orlando City. That'll be on June 25th at Energizer Park, 10 days from now at 7:30. Lutz, thanks for the time. Happy Father's Day to everyone in your crew and across St. Louis City SC.
Happy Father's Day to you as well.
Appreciate you. Lutz Vanhagestiel, Sporting Director, St. Louis City SC. When we come back, John Mozeliak joins us, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations. Cardinals at Brewers today at 1:10. You're listening to Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday Morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stiefel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. Our thoughts and condolences to the O'Brien family. The grandfather of Cardinals reliever Riley O'Brien, Johnny O'Brien, passed away on Friday night. He was 94. Riley's just a great guy. Got to know him at the Cardinals Caravan, and his grandfather played for the Cardinals. He was a Cardinal, and I think that's such a special thing to have that in the family, and I know that they are hurting today, and we wish them the very best, their entire family. We send our love. This is John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, and happy Father's Day to you and your family, Mo.
Well, thank you, Tom. Happy Father's Day to you.
I know that you love being a dad. You got some great kids, and you're going to be able to spend a little more time with them, I would imagine. You have a busy, busy job, but they are a huge part of your life.
Yeah, unfortunately, neither are home. One's up in Boston and the other's out in the Cape, but they're both doing great. I'm certainly thinking of them, but as you know, as you get older, there is that separation. But, you know, from a baseball standpoint, they've understood what dad does, and they certainly have enjoyed that experience. And then next year, hopefully, my pace changes enough where I can see them a little more.
Yeah, that's good to hear. John Mozeliak is with us, who had watched his team. That thing got spicy yesterday. Cardinals beat the Brewers 8-5. That's not 2011 spice. And let me tell you, folks, on the side, that those two teams did not like each other, and it was a big part of why the Cardinals pushed so hard and ended up winning the World Series in 11. That was a big-time rivalry. But this one got a little interesting yesterday, didn't it, with the collision at first base, the hit by pitch. Wilson Contreras was involved in all of that, Mo.
Yeah, let's just start with the play at first. It seems to be a lot to do about nothing, but it obviously irritated a few people. And, I think you have to understand there's a man that used to be a full-time catcher, transitions over to first. And, maybe the best strategy is always step forward, like towards the infield. He stepped back, clipped him, but it wasn't intentional. And, those things happen. And then, it wasn't like we got upset because Pallante had a collision at the plate and got flipped up. Again, not intentional. But then to see him then get intentionally hit, careful when you push the bear. You never know. So I certainly hope calmer heads prevail and baseball can be played. But, yeah, it definitely got a little tense yesterday, and who knows what today will bring.
Yeah, it certainly looked like Quintana was trying to hit Burleson, couldn't. Then he gets Contreras. Arenado walks. Drew, why don't you play for us what happened after that? Lefty-lefty matchup, Nolan Gorman.
The pitch. A swing, and there's a high fly ball. Center field, hit deep. It might go. It's a goner for Gorman. A three-run homer. And the Cardinals punch back. They lead 7-1 in the fifth inning.
I like to think that somewhere Mike Shannon was cackling and cracking open a Budweiser. Man, would he have loved that. Nolan Gorman going deep. That's how you do it, John Mozeliak.
Yeah, obviously, we're struggling right now. Yesterday was a great bounce-back game for us. We needed it, to say the least. And just to see the way we did it. Offense was clicking yesterday. We did have that timely hit. Obviously, in Gorman's case, a huge hit, home run. And so as you watch that game unfold, even in that eighth inning, it got pretty stressful. But, right now we needed that win. Hopefully we can build from it and get back into what we were playing like prior to this past week.
What is it like to have Jordan Walker back in the mix? He had a nice little rehab in Memphis, didn't he?
Yeah, it was shorter than really planned. But, sometimes you got to zig and zag in a season. And it was nice to see him at least put bat to ball yesterday. And, hopefully, even though he had a stint at rehab, it won't affect his timing. So I know prior to him even going out on that rehab, he was doing a lot of work underneath and getting his swings in. So we feel pretty confident he'll be in a good spot. But having that right-handed bat in our lineup is something we need, especially given how effective he was prior to the injury.
How is Donnie doing? That's a touchy, kind of sensitive area there, that toe injury.
Yeah, it is. And we haven't really spoken about sort of the ups and downs of this the last 10 days or so, but not having him in the lineup is definitely a big loss. And so I'm hoping that he's going to get back in there today. And, hopefully we can just manage his pain tolerance, because that's really what it comes down to. And, he's not going to put himself in a bad spot, but should he hit it or twist it in some way, it can be excruciating, I've been told.
Yeah, no question. This is John Mozeliak with us as the Cardinals play at 110 today. Miles Michaelis takes the ball. All of these starts are important. Look, you lost six games in a row. There's a variety of reasons for that, but would you agree with me that the foundation of your team, or really any team, is the rotation? The rotation's got to be solid. Just your overarching thoughts on the rotation last time through.
Yeah, I mean, baseball is simple, right? Like, if you're pitching well, then hopefully you're scoring some runs. If you're scoring runs and you're not pitching well, you need both to really be a truly successful team. And so this past week, you did see a little bit of leaking in our rotation, weren't going as deep, giving up runs earlier than we have seen throughout the season. So that's been a negative effect on us. And then also, our offense really wasn't just pounding out runs this past week. So we kind of had the double-edged sword going, and obviously we weren't winning games. So when you talk about someone like Miles Michaelis today, he's got to keep us in the game. He's got to keep the ball in the ballpark and pitch efficiently, because right now Good news is we have a day off tomorrow, but you don't want to pressure bullpen too much because we are in a pretty stiff part of the schedule right now as far as just games.
Mo joins us every Sunday at 11:30, and we love that. You also joined us recently on the Gas House Gang on a Wednesday, and I appreciated that as well. And one thing that you mentioned in there that I thought we just would finish on here for the Sunday audience that didn't get to catch is you talked a little bit about kind of transitioning over to Chaim Bloom, which I found interesting, where, you know, he'll have a lot of say on the draft, whereas in the past you were able to oversee that and allow Randy Flores and others. And, you know, as you get closer to the end of the season, he's going to have a little more, I guess, you know, say as to what goes on, and that transition will be underway. Is that how it was set out to be when you started talking about this succession plan?
Yeah, let me kind of resum that up for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously I still have my day job. But as we start to have to consider decisions that are going to affect 2026 and beyond, definitely want his input. Obviously, people think about my job as, you know, managing the 26-man roster, the 40-man roster, but it is much bigger than that. And we have a lot of employees underneath. A lot of employees want to know where they're going to be in 2026 or 2027 and beyond. And so as we start to get closer to that October 31st date, there's things that he has to weigh in on because that's going to affect the future. As far as the everyday club, how we play it out right now, that still falls on my desk. And, you know, hopefully we have a lot of success and we have a challenging decisions to make when we get to that trading deadline.
I think that's well said. I appreciate that. And I've said this a million times. John Mozeliak handles more behind the scenes than anybody would know. You don't talk about it a lot, but I've seen it. I've heard it. So I know that there's a lot to sort through here as you make this transition.
Yeah, and I think, you know, my hope is it's seamless. And, you know, I think I've enjoyed working with Chaim. Obviously, as we get closer to that October date, we're just going to have to be in lockstep. So we do have a real seamless, and the organization doesn't take a step backwards. And that's the most important.
Thank you for the time. Have a great rest of your Father's Day. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers to you. As the Cardinals take on the Brewers this afternoon, we'll have it for you at 1:10. Pregame with Joe Pott at 12:15. When we come back, we visit with Bernie Miklas right here on KMOX.
From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Our visit with Bernie Miklas is sponsored by Saliga Heating and Cooling, SaligaHeatingandCooling.com. Happy Father's Day, big boy. How are you?
What's going on? Happy Father's Day to you, my friend.
I'm doing great. I love today. Today's a great day. Got to see the whole family this morning. And then I mentioned earlier, Angie and Erica are going to Miami of Ohio for freshman orientation tomorrow. So Audrey and I are going to the IndyCar race tonight, the two of us.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Ackerman's always on the move, always having fun.
We always have something going on. We're going to have fun today. Today's a great sports day. You've got IndyCar tonight. You have the U.S. Open this afternoon going into this evening. And at 1:10, the Cardinals and the Brewers. Ooh, that thing got a little hot yesterday. Got a little spicy between those two.
Yeah, I loved it, actually. I think, listen, I don't want to imply the Cardinals weren't competing hard, but I don't care who you are.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've lost six in a row and no parts of your team are doing well, you know, every part of your team's sort of taking a hit, and or not played up to standard, you know, it's going to be tough to just be as totally jacked up as far as your morale and feeling great and feeling confident. I mean, as Tony La Russa said many times, men, not machines. And when you lose and lose and lose and lose and get hit over the head, it's going to take an effect on you. So you need something to spark it. But Wilson Contreras, starting with, apparently, you know, sent a group text message to his teammates yesterday before the game, like in the morning, to basically get them fired up. And then his actions during the game certainly backed that up. So that's just one of the reasons why, you know, I love Wilson Contreras. And I think Cardinals fans should love him unconditionally because the guy plays with a lot of heart. Some of the stuff he said after the game, he probably could have toned down some of the language, but you know, that's Wilson Contreras. You know, he's fired up. But his overall point was good. I thought he made a mistake because he's inexperienced. There was no intention there. He stepped back into the runner's path. I mean, he didn't mean to do that. He's still learning the position. He's actually played it very well. But what I thought, and I was talking with Kirsten, my wife, who came down. I said, I want to show you this. And I said, look at this first baseman for Milwaukee. Like, you know, he got hit by a pitch. He goes to first base. Contreras is trying to talk to him. And Reese Hoskins wouldn't even look at him. He's looking. And then when Contreras got hit by a pitch, went to first base, Contreras is looking at him again and saying a couple things. And Hoskins is looking the other way. So I will say this, call me a homer, that's okay. But if you are going to run your mouth like you're some big fake tough guy of how to play first base or something, and you have a chance when you're actually at first base with the guy you've been shouting at from a distance, and he has to, you know, talk to you, and you basically don't have the stones to actually acknowledge him. I mean, maybe not play the fake tough guy sheriff of first base if you're not going to, like, you can, any fool can scream from a dugout, you know? What are you going to do when a guy's like literally standing with you shoulder to shoulder? I mean, and he wants to see if everything's okay or let me explain or whatever. And you can't even look him in the eye. You're that afraid you can't even look him in the eye. I thought that was hysterical.
I did too. And Quintana, by the way, who plunked Contreras before that, you could tell he was throwing at Burley. He just couldn't get him. Yeah. And then he hits Contreras. Arenado walks. And I said this to John Mozeliak. Somewhere Mike Shannon was cackling and cracking about Budweiser. He loves that. Gorman goes deep. A three-run bomb. That was a thing of beauty.
Yeah, it was. Remember that Fourth of July game in Wrigley Field? Kerry Wood knocked down Pujols, and Pujols hits one like almost off the scoreboard. And remember that? I can't do Shannon, but it's
take
like
a little whiff of that, big boy.
Here you go, big boy. How do you like that, big boy? Yeah, I mean, that was. How about Nolan Gorman, by the way, man? I mean, listen, the last 14 games, that he's played in. He's hitting 333. He's drawn a lot of walks, so his on-base percentage over that time is over 400. He's slugging 694. He's got two doubles, a triple, and three homers. And his strikeout rate is still a little bit on the high side. But here's the thing about that. If he is producing and hitting with power and hitting for average and drawing walks, who cares if his strikeout rate is 26% or 28%? Who cares? The problem is when you're not producing and you're striking out a bit too much. But if you're producing, no one should worry about it. And he's clearly taking much better at-bats.
He is the DH today. He'll be batting sixth in the order this afternoon. Donovan at second base will lead off. Got to keep an eye on him, right, Bernie, with his toe?
Yeah, I don't – you know, I was texting the other night with our mutual friend and colleague, Kevin Wheeler, and I said, you know, the Cardinals are dragging this out with Donovan, and I understand what they're thinking. We'll get him back soon. He'll only miss a few games. It's worth having him in the lineup as soon as we can get him back. On one hand, I get that. On the other hand, you're playing a division rival, and you are playing shorthanded, and your bench isn't very good, frankly, as is. And then when you take someone off, you have one less bench player. That makes it even worse. And so now I don't know what the latest is, but I know there was some talk that, you know, he won't play today. They're off tomorrow. Well, if they would have just put him on, there is a devil's advocate case to say this, you know, especially if they're going to play the White Sox next. You know, the idea that he's been out there running around a little bit, doing drills, he's been to the batting cage. You know, I've learned this a lot because I've watched the Cardinals do this a lot for a long time. Instead of sort of getting it out of the way, all right, shut him down, put him on the IL, keep him off his feet, let him get nothing but treatment, treatment, treatment. Then you'll put it behind you. My concern now is because they've kind of resisted that and they've been playing shorthanded, but he's still out there doing things. Is this something that's going to be a recurring issue because they never got it fully behind them? I do worry about that, honestly.
It's a fair question. He is listed as the leadoff hitter today, playing second base, so keep an eye on that. But yes, he is in there. Herrera will bat second and catch. Burleson in left, batting third. Newt Barr getting a day. Wilson, cleanup hitter. Arenado, fifth. Gorman, the DH, sixth. Walker in right, seventh. Scott in center, eighth. Barrero, the shortstop, batting ninth. The Cardinals need to get good starting pitching going again. To me, Bernie, that's been the downfall here lately.
No doubt about it. If you go back to May 25th, because it actually kind of started in that Baltimore series, you go back to May 25th, I mean, their ERA, starting pitching ERA, is, it's around 5.56. And the last time I checked, which was Friday night, it also, that was like 28th in Major League Baseball. So to your point, that's where it starts. Listen, Miles Michaelis had done very, very well for a while. But you always wondered whether, well, listen, because, you know, the ball, he obviously doesn't get a lot of strikeouts. The ball's going to be in play. Is it going to turn on him? And it's kind of turned on him his last three times out. So they need a really good one from him today. And it's a tough spot for him. Although, remember, Mother's Day last May, he pitched a gem and the Cardinals broke out of a slump. And that's set them off on a 33-18 stretch. So maybe Michaelis can do that again today. But yeah, I'm concerned about the starting pitching. I think the offense is going to come around. I don't know what to say about Lars Nootbaar. I mean, this is really, really bad. I usually give a guy the benefit of doubt and say, oh, well, it's just a slump. But this is, I think it goes beyond a slump. And obviously his confidence is taking a hit. They really need Lars Nootbaar. If they're going to have a good offense, he's got to be a good hitter at the top of the lineup or wherever they put him. And this is the toughest stretch, the weakest stretch that he's been through as a Cardinal. It's concerning, but, we got a ways to go here, too.
It does change the lineup look as they continue to cycle through leadoff hitters. Donovan, you would think, would get most opportunity to do that, but his toes got to hold up. He's the leadoff hitter today. Mason Wynn yesterday, 1-for-5 with a run scored. And in our final minute, Bernie, it's, you know, a division race. I mean, the Reds are in there. The Reds are right in there. The Cubs obviously lead this thing, and I just can't wait for the Cards and Cubs to hook up.
Yeah, and, you know, the Cardinals are, you know, it's not that I'm counting them out of the Central, but realistically, I think the Cubs are, you know, clearly the team to beat. They're also going to load up at the deadline. But you, like you said, you know, the Cardinals and Brewers are neck and neck. Cincinnati's looming about a game behind them, game and a half. then the Cardinals are trying to keep pace, as are the Brewers, as are the Reds, in the National League wildcard race for that third spot. And the Cardinals are still in good shape there. It's not like they're five games out. They're 2.5 out. And this is going to be really, really interesting time between now and the All-Star break, because once you get to the All-Star break, then you're really into the trade deadline period. So it's going to be really, really – it's going to shape a lot of what's to come.
Appreciate you, buddy. Have a great Father's Day.
All right, you too. Thank you, pal.
Bernie Miklas with us on Sports on a Sunday morning. Cardinal baseball comes your way at 12:15, 1:10 first pitch.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.